What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 12th of May. Hope you're well. Had a great day. I say that all the time. I've got to change that. I said I was going to fucking sort my intros out, but I haven't. So I'm stuck on a record now, a broken record with that one. So tomorrow I'm going to try and remember and have a better intro. If you can be bothered to come back and listen. If you're new, welcome. It's welcome to my gibberish offering. It's a podcast where I talk and make sense of what's going on in the world. And a lot of people are going to laugh at that because I don't make any sense. That's the point. I'm here to make no sense of a load of nonsense that's in the news, especially the current situation around our lockdown in the UK, where people don't know what they should be doing, whether they should be going. I mean, you do, a lot of it is down to common sense, really, but there are some fucking, it's open, there's a lot of interpretations that could be had of a lot of the, they've given some blanket statements of what you can and can't do, but then it's open to ridicule and variations, like where they're saying that you can only meet one of your family member or one person from another house in a park, if as long as you're social distance. So if it's your mum and dad, you can only meet one at a time. And then someone was saying, can you meet one? Can you meet them both if they're both in the car and then one gets out at a different time? And they were like scratching their head. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. So even other members of the Tory party don't know the full fucking details of it. So you can't meet them, but you can go to work and sit next to, you know, people at work who you don't know, who are also fucking mixing with left, right and centre people. So you could get, you know, which is more risky. You're not allowed to meet your family members who you know have been stuck in the house, or you know guaranteed where they've been. They've been stuck in the house for 3 months. Or a load of people at work who you've no idea where they've been. No idea where they've been, with dirty bastards, what they've been up to. So it's all vague. But Europe are all right. Europe are back open. They're opening. That's good because we can follow suit. Sorry, this is fucking skew-whiff, this video. Oh, bollocks. As you were, I was just moving the thing. If you're watching on the video, if you're listening on the podcast, the video is a bit skew-whiff. So stay where you are. Otherwise, you can watch me at an angle if you're going to watch it on YouTube. But anyway, so Europe's open. Rome's open. Prague's open. Great. And they look like, you know, that's where we want to be now, isn't it? Because I want to go there now. I feel like I want to go on a cheap holiday to Prague or wherever else on a mini break. But we can't go because there's no planes. We can't get there. We can only go to France. And that's another thing. We can go to France, but we can't go to beauty spots in England, I think. Something like that. So we can do a booze cruise, but we can't go to the Lake District, for instance. What did somebody say? Somebody said that it was, you can meet one person in a park by yourself if you're social distance. Someone said it was like dogging. It's like dogging's back on the a card. So if you're a dogger, you're probably all right to get back out there. We've just got to keep... How can you socially distance as a dogger? One at a time, I suppose. I don't know how that works. Because dogging is like... I suppose you're going to look in somebody's car, aren't you? So it's either dogging or it's like perving because... You're the only dog. It's only dogging if there's a group of doggers and there's two people in the car having shagging. And then you all get up and have a look. And that's dogging. But if you're the only person going up to somebody's car and they're in there shagging and they don't expect you, that is perving. You're a pervert. So you have to get it right. There's rules. Even that's vague. See how that's vague? Because that is classed still as dogging. But the people have to be in on it. If the people in the car are shagging, they don't know you're stood outside their car looking in, then that is illegal. Or that is void. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's perving and it's probably illegal. It's creepy. Anyway, it's weird. It's very, very weird. Even the dogging side of it's weird. Dogging's like... it's a crazy old enterprise, isn't it? It's people all meet up. In the motorway, on the motorways, and that truckers love it. It's a truckers fucking. Truckers are all involved in that because they're all like up and down the country, aren't they? It must be like a rave. When you used to know when the rave was on, people would pass it around, all the ravers, everybody that was in on the same kind of. Had the same kind of interests. You'd find out through mates where the rave was. That's truckers. They find out where the dogging sites are, probably through each other. They're probably coming all over from Europe and whatever else and finding out, oh, there's a brilliant lay-by up by Milton Keynes somewhere. It's always going off there. And they pass it around. But this information is not in the general hemisphere. You know, it's not in the general domain. So no, none of us know where it is. So anyway, I'm not just... That's my take on it. If you're a trucker, sorry if I've let the cat out of the bag. But if you and also if you're a trucker and I'm talking shit, I'm sorry about that. If I've made people look at you very differently now that they're wondering why you've always got a fucking smile on your face when you've been away, when you come back from being away, should I say, when you're usually a miserable git. But no, trucking's great. I love the old American truckers, the fucking CB style, you know, like the old Convoy, or what's his name. Big Trouble in Little China. This got to be Kurt Russell's fucking best film. Big Trouble in Little China, where he's fucking he's got the CB and everything, isn't he? And he's a typical. He's not, I don't know if he is a typical trucker, but he's like some, you know, the kind of person who's living in his van and he's like his truck's his fucking wife almost, and he's, you know, he makes him its money. He sleeps in it. He polishes it and makes all it's like it's his fucking pride and joy, basically, is what I'm trying to get to. You know, never without it. He's like, you know, drinks in it. It's like that. And that's what it's like, isn't it? So every now and then they'll stop off and have a look in somebody else's truck at what's going on, see if somebody's bare ass is going up and down. Anyway. Let's move off that. Let's get on to something else. I was talking about the lockdown. How have I got onto fucking Kurt Russell's ass going up and down inside somebody's truck? Anyway, what was I going to say? Motorways, speaking of trucking, the motorways are busy as fuck today. I've just seen it on the news. So they've been empty. It's been cruising. You've been buzzing. That would have been... England, you're always in a fucking traffic jam in England. You can't do that open road trucking. That's what I was going to say. You can't do the fucking... You know, like in America or in Australia or whatever. Australia, they've got road trains. They're like double or triple fucking length trucks going along through the outback for hours, for days at a time. I remember I tried to overtake one once in a shit car. Shit car, four of us in with all of our stuff, and it was already fucking shit anyway, and it was going really slow, and I tried to overtake a road train. And the guy must have saw us trying to come up the side of him, and he just weren't giving us anything. He kept speeding up, and we couldn't get alongside him because it was so long. So I had to keep fucking braking and going back behind him, braking and going back behind him and trying again. I think it took us about an hour and a half to get around him. It was like doing that fucking... What's that like horror film where the truck's always following you and like harassing the car in front? Everywhere the car went, the truck was behind him. It was like that, you know, like truck got fucking extra, he's like souped it up. He's like, again, he's like in love with his truck that he's fucking made it extra, extra fast so that he can't fuck about with it on the open road. He's always faster than you and he's coming after you. It was like that. Fucking was as well. Anyway, and dark windscreens or whatever. Anyway, we survived. We lived to survive that tale. Anyway, where was I? 10 people have been arrested in Turkey after a secret passage was discovered leading to a cafe. This is a lockdown cafe. It looks like a fucking toilet seat that's lifted up, and they've built a tunnel that goes down into the ground and then you go along corridors and that, and they're all sitting in there having coffee. That's what they've done. It sounds like a fucking drug. I thought when I saw it, tunnel in Turkey. Police discover and break up a ring of people drinking coffee down in this place. The proper, because there's no cafes open, are they? So they're all down there enjoying socialising and drinking coffee. So they're probably going to get fucking busted in, probably beat up and thrown in jail and everything in Turkey, I imagine. So you should have been fucking smuggling drugs if you're going to build tunnels like that. It's elaborate as well. They've got like ladder built into the wall and everything. Got a right old fucking set up. Oh, they could be dogging down there as well. Good old truckers all down there. Socially distanced. Well, they can't do it on land, so they have to go down in the tunnel and do it all down there. Dogging's the theme. I'm sorry. I'm going to bring it up all the way through where I can. It's the theme of the day. Anyway, what's the American guy's name? Dog. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Just imagine him. He's the kind of person that you find at fucking dogging sites as well. I imagine. He's like a trucker. He looks like a cross between Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell's. Actually, that could be Kurt Russell's best role. Snake Plissken in, what the fuck was it? Escape from New York. Dog the Bounty Hunter looks like a baddie in one of them films. Either that or he's like coming to fucking shag everybody at a dogging fucking meetup. Even the men. He's going to fucking take everybody to town. He's like a wrestler and all that. He looks good. Nobody else would pull that look off. Nobody. I wouldn't fucking... Imagine I come just... If you probably don't know what I look like on the podcast, but imagine if one day I just decided I'm going to fucking grow my hair like that and grow a big moustache and fucking start looking like I've just jumped out of WWF or WWE, whatever the fuck it is. I've jumped out of the cross between the mental institution and WWE. But anyway, a 1970s futuristic film as well. You could have jumped out of there. Yeah, nobody could do it. Nobody could pull it off. There's only him that could pull that off, and that's why he looks good, even though he looks terrible. He looks cool in a fucking weird way. He's got a dog. He's called Dog the Bounty Hunter. Has he got a dog? He's got to have a dog with the same look. Surely. He's got to have a dog with sunglasses on and a fucking moustache, or make it grow shave his all its hair off, so he's just got a moustache like that. Fucking look the bollocks. Anyway, I was going to say, I'm going to give you another tune here. If you're into music, Stranglers, I've been listening to another fucking Stranglers after the guy Dave Greenfield died the other day from coronavirus. So I've been listening to some of their music, and Walk On by the Stranglers, fucking brilliant tune. I've played it that many times this week. It's brilliant. It's like a punk version of Dionne Warwick's Walk On By. There's like singing almost out of tune and everything, but the music in it's fucking amazing. It's a bit like Sid Vicious's version of what was it, fucking Frank Sinatra tune, I Did It My Way. It's a bit like that. I mean, that was fucking quirky as well, wasn't it? He was just singing out of tune and everything, but a punk version of Dionne Warwick's Walk On By. Just Walk On By, that's it, yeah. Got me getting it mixed up with the Sid Vicious one now. Anyway, have a listen, it's good. British expat stitched. British expat, oh yeah, Benidorm's open as well because they're all sitting around, all the British expats who live there, all back in the pub. Another chance for them to go, wouldn't want to be in England. But I wouldn't want to be in Benidorm's. Benidorm's a beautiful looking place from the sea forward. It's a bit like... not quite Copacabana Beach, I was going to say, but that kind of built-up hotels across the front. But it's all the cheesiest, the fucking bars you can imagine. It's got like all the Only Fools and Horses bar. Oh, it's got the bars where they're just playing the soap operas all fucking day long in there. Coronation Street bar or EastEnders bar. So people in England can go on holiday there and feel like they're at home, as in like they don't want no culture. They just want England in Spain. They want English food in front of EastEnders in a pub. They want a beer with a breakfast in a pub watching EastEnders. You know, again, that's shit. It's also funny and good to do for a fucking laugh because it's proper shit. That's like the worst kind of holiday for me. But at the same time, it would be good for a couple of days just to... experience that kind of culture, that holiday culture of some British people that go on holiday to not leave England. They just want the sunshine, but they don't want fuck all to do with Spain. They won't eat no Spanish food. They won't try and speak Spanish. They won't want fuck all to do with Spain. Nothing. They just want England. Dartboard even. Pool table. English tattoos. Fighting. There's no Spanish people in the pubs either, apart from the bar staff who were going, oh, fucking hell, is this what England's like? I would never go to England. You've got to come to England if you are in one of those bars. Come to England, because none of us are like that. It's stereotypes, like the stereotypical American that's tourist of England. When he comes with his, he looks like a bus driver with his socks pulled up over his knees and cowboy hat on, camera around his neck. You know, being really loud and annoying. That's typical American tourist in England, being like overly enthusiastic about everything, moaning about our weather and moaning about our food portions. That's a typical stereotype American. And I know, and we all know, that most Americans aren't like that. Most Americans are like Doug the Bounty Hunter. I'm only joking. Or like Kurt Russell in, what's he called? Big Trouble in Little China. I'm joking. I like Americans. I like all Americans. If I can got that many states, there's so many Americans that in so many different parts of America, they're all foreign to each other. A Texan's fucking foreign to somebody from New York and somebody from, I don't know. Fuck no, where else can I think of? Where's the Mormon cult? Where's Mormons and all them live? Ohio or that, or them. They're aliens to the fucking rest of America, surely. And them Bible bashers in some... The ones that I'm on about, I mean, I'm all for people who are into religion and culture, the sort of, what's the fucking word, discipline of it and all that kind of stuff. But then ones who are like fucking totally brainwashed, giving all their life savings to that fucking weird looking dude who wants to buy planes, left right, he's buying planes, so he, jumbo jets so he can be closer to God. No. But they're alien to everybody in the world, surely. There must be, they should be, have a fence put around them, and they should be closed off from the rest of the world so nobody else knows about it. Let them have their little cult. That's what it is. It's Emilio Estevez's birthday today. Emilio Estevez. He was in everything when I was a kid. Charlie Sheen's brother, isn't it? And Martin Sheen's son. Emilio Estevez. Totally different name. Random name as well. It's a good name. That's a fucking... full-on American name, isn't it? Emilio Estevez. But anyway, he was in everything. And what was it? What was one of his best films? Young Guns. Fucking Billy the Kid. That was brilliant. He was good in that. That was a really good film when I was growing up. That was like a Brat Pack type film, wasn't it? A Brat Pack of like all the actors. Who was in that? Kiefer Sutherland, Christian Slater, Emilio Estevez, Lou Diamond Phillips. He was in... Remember, he was doing all that... The tripping, he was doing all the Red Indian drugs up on the... When they did all the drugs up on the Grand... up in the Wild West somewhere. There's all off the red on fucking Indian herbs or whatever. I was like, fucking hell, that'd be good. That would love to experiment on those kind of things. It's surreal as well. When you're out in the outback like that, when you're out in the fucking... The silence of the mountains and like having nothing around and you're off your nut. It's got to be fucking one of the best things you've ever felt, surely. Opposite, and also one of the best things you've ever felt is having the same experience in a rave, off your fucking bollocks with the fucking, all the mad lighting and everything going off and like some progressive, like, repetitive fucking acid house tune blasting down your ear holes. You never forget that either. Where am I going? Lockdown. All right, I'm finishing up now. We're getting there. Lockdown could be leading to heightened levels of drinking, watching pornography and gambling online. You don't say. Experts have suggested at Cambridge University. You don't need to be a fucking expert at Cambridge University to come up with that. I can tell you that straight up. I'm not even going to be talking from my own experience, but I would suggest that is happening. And having to have somebody, some expert from Cambridge University to suggest that. He's probably sitting there going, well, if I'm doing it, everybody must be doing it, because I never do that. I'm a Cambridge University expert, and I'm sitting here with my dick in my hand, watching a porno, fucking pissed out my brains. So if I'm doing that, 100% everybody else is. There you go, there's your paper. Can I get paid my fees for, you know, that's took me... It might have took me 5 minutes, but you don't know that. And I want my years grant or whatever I get for it. So there you go. That's I should I should maybe join the university and start advising people on other things that are common sense or obvious situations that are going on during the lockdown. Anyway, I'm going to leave you there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.